Our first stop will give us a sweet start, some fuel for our road trip across California. Now, Gotham City may have Batman, Metropolis may have Superman, but Glendora, California has the Donut Man.
I am the Donut Man. Everyone calls me that wherever I go now. They don't know me as Jim anymore. Even my good friends a lot of times say, oh, he's the Donut Man.
People come to Jim Nakano for what many call the best donuts in Southern California. They line up at the window of his small shop. It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it sits on one of the most historic roads in the country. And we're going to head there now with reporter Peter Gilstrap.
On this commercial stretch of Route 66 at 7:30 a.m. on a Monday, there's not a lot of kicks to get unless they involve donuts. And at Donut Man, there is one kick above all others.
Definitely heard a lot about the strawberry one, and that's like kind of the iconic one if you look them up online or anything like that.
Jason Abdallah is from Chicago. This is his first visit to Donut Man.
I saw that tray just came out. How does that look to you?
Insane. Absolutely insane. I don't know how you eat that.
The source of this insanity is indeed the strawberry one, a shell of fried dough jammed with fresh strawberries drenched in a thick strawberry syrup. Since 1974, it's been the main attraction at Donut Man.
My wife in the 70s, early 70s, she just said, we should go for the American dream, and we're thinking what kind of business, and she says to me, I like hot donuts.
That's how it all began, though Nakano has survived a lot more than just 45 years in the donut trade. An East L.A. native, he and his family were sent to an internment camp in Arizona during World War II. During the Vietnam War, Nakano joined the Naval Air Corps. He made it through all of that to make a life in donuts.
When you make these things, is it like a sense of pride?
I mean, yeah, because you know, you turn around and you see and you watch people's faces come up and they're like, oh my God, that thing's huge, it's massive.
Employee Caitlin Johnson is laying out a fresh batch. The donuts glisten in the morning sun as customers goggle through the window like they're gazing at newborns.
Just looking at them, you get hungry. So it's kind of like, you're happy because you know people look at it and they're like, oh my gosh, like I want one.
Jelly donuts always are a treat. Jelly donuts are so good to eat.
During strawberry season, between February and September, Nakano and his crew of 36 are moving donuts as fast as they can put them out, baking around the clock.
And you can eat that in the morning, you can eat it as a snack, and you can eat it for lunch because it's so big. Oh, that, and a lot of people eat it for desserts in the evening or so like that. So you could use that strawberry donut for many use.
Including glazed apologies.
The strawberries have gotten me out of trouble with the wife so many times.
Jim, a Glendora local, began coming to Donut Man 40 years ago.
Donuts are fantastic. The people are even better.
For Nakano, the feeling is mutual.
I think that's one of the reasons I'm still here, is that the customers are just so good. We're on about a third generation of kids sometime. So you know, you see the grandparents and you say, God, Jim, bring in grandkids now and all that. And I laugh. Yep, yeah, I remember when you were kind of young, too, or we were both young.
At 77, Jim Nakano is still at the shop every morning at 6:30. He says he has no interest in retiring from the business of making donuts and of making people happy. For the California Report, I'm Peter Gilstrap in Glendora.
Jelly donuts are so good to